Georgia's new Republican governor yesterday made good on a campaign promise which allows voters to decide whether the Confederate battle emblem should be part of the state flag. Governor Sonny Perdue said the vote will be a healing process for a state deeply divided over the issue. Black leaders say it will open old wounds. From Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta, Susanna Capilouto reports.
2 years ago, Democratic Governor Roy Barnes engineered a new Georgia flag. The old flag had flown over the state since 1956 and was dominated by the Confederate battle emblem. On the new flag, it was minimized along with four other historic Georgia flags and placed under the state seal on a blue background. The move angered many Southern heritage groups who campaigned hard for Barnes' opponent and are credited with helping elect the new Republican governor, Sonny Perdue.
I think it's been apparent from the campaign that Georgia is somewhat a divided house on the issue of what symbol represents its flag. And today I've asked my floor leaders to introduce legislation that would call for the people of Georgia to settle this once and for all in a referendum.
That vote would be held during next year's presidential primary in March. The governor wants Georgians to answer two questions. First, whether they like the current flag. Then voters have to choose between two flags. The one that flew over Georgia before 1956 and bore no Confederate emblem, or the 1956 flag, which some say was created to protest the Supreme Court decision to desegregate schools. Charles Lunsford is the president of the Georgia Heritage Preservation Association, which wants the Confederate emblem back on the state flag.
I think it's a good proposal. It gives a fair contest for those who are completely opposed to one another and where there's no middle ground. Someone has to win this, and I think a fair vote will do that.
The governor chose Lincoln's birthday to announce his proposal. It was also the day that about 200 supporters of the NAACP came to the state capitol to lobby for the current flag. Charles White is the director of the group's Southeast region. He told the crowd that any flag that has the Confederate battle emblem is unacceptable.
We've come with a very powerful message today, and that is to say to our governor, simply, and I know that it may not be grammatically correct, but simply that we ain't going back.
Should Georgia return the Confederate battle emblem to the state flag, the NAACP says it would call for an economic boycott like the one in South Carolina. But Governor Perdue is not threatened by any such talk. He says he wants to hold a series of meetings around the state to discuss the flag vote.
And as we sit down and keep an open mind as a Georgia family and listen to one another, I think we can move toward racial reconciliation that still plagues the state to some degree. I'm serious about this being a healing process.
State Representative Calvin Smyre, who also heads Georgia's Democratic Party, says the governor isn't doing the state a favor by revisiting the topic.
We've had the flag issue in South Carolina. We've had the flag issue in Mississippi. If you think that's going to be healing on a referendum, it's just not going to be there.
The proposed referendum still faces an uphill battle in the Georgia legislature. The results of a vote would be purely advisory, and any real change to the flag still must be approved by state lawmakers. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.